Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
My microphone.
Doug, where are you? I love you, Doug! Good morning, everyone. It's Monday.
Yep.
So today is back to school.
It is!
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to daddy I'm not a fool.
I got my lunch packed up. My shoes tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh! Back to school.
Yes.
It's that time. The kiddos are going back to school.
So are the adults.
Yeah. Which means it's time to get up earlier because you got to beat the traffic so that your kids can get to school so that you can still get to work on time. Boom! Yeah. We're so excited. You know what else we're excited for?
Coffee.
Yeah, that too. I need to get some coffee.
What?
I don't have any coffee. Sopo's closed today. I don't know what to do with myself.
Oh, no.
I know. Thursday, September 18th, Five Iron Frenzy, The Echoing Green, and Archibald. Yeah. Playing a crazy awesome show. It's a Thursday. You need to get your tickets now. They went on sale Friday, and I'm telling you right now to get your tickets because our event coordinator has not closed out ticket sales yet.
That's
so
good.
Even if we're out, you can still purchase them online. I'm not sure we even actually have any tickets.
We don't know if we have any.
But we will honor them if you still purchase them. So I'm just saying.
I saw somebody yesterday.
Uh-huh.
One of Dave's friends, Dave the drummer from Echoing Green.
Dave the drummer, Dave.
I saw his buddy that works with him that we met at the diaper party. And I said, you know Dave is playing drums in a band, and that band's playing September 18th at the Lobo.
Boom!
And he was like, really? And I said, yes. I said, you need to come to that show and make fun of Dave for playing drums. He's like, yeah, I do. And then he said, I'll have to get tickets. And I said, you better hurry up.
Yeah, I was going to say, tickets, gosh. I'll tell you right now, the first day, Friday, I left, you know, we don't stay here till 5.
We don't stay.
And by the time we had left capacity, it was already halfway there. So just so you know.
And that was Friday.
That was Friday. The Lobo Theater, it's a nice intimate venue. But if you're planning on going to the Five Iron Frenzy show, I guarantee you need to get your tickets today because there's no guarantee we will have tickets through the end of today.
That's right.
So, yeah. Static!
Morning, Matthew from Albuquerque here.
Hey,
Matthew from Albuquerque
you sound
there.
Spunky.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
You know, just excited to be here.
Guess what, Matthew? We're not friends anymore because you still haven't followed me on Instagram, and I remembered that crap. That's
right. Let me tell you something, guys.
Let
me tell you something.
I'm ignoring you.
Hey, guys. Now, for those out there who care to listen, this morning, I need to tell you guys I was actually at a wedding for my buddy Ricardo. He got married this last weekend, so him and his new wife, life with his wife, Lori. They were married yesterday in Grants. I was out there for the wedding.
Mm.
So, actually, I was there Saturday over Sunday night at a Holiday Inn. I can say the full name. But yes, or if you guys don't know it, HIE. So, I was staying at their hotel. The internet in the hotel, guys, wasn't working at all. I didn't even have any wireless to connect my phone to. So, I could get on access to Instagram.
Sounds
so,
dreadful.
That's the reason why.
Yep.
So,
guys,
the only access
Friday.
I had was my laptop. My laptop was the Ethernet cord through the wall to get internet. So, yeah, I tried. I walked over the hotel, walked all over, went up a floor, three floors, the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
No internet, no Wi-Fi whatsoever.
Did you go to the lobby?
Man.
I tried the lobby. I walked all over the lobby. I went on the outside of the building, close to the building, nothing.
Did you
all
go in the hotel?
All that to say.
Yeah, all that to say.
You're not following
me. You're still not my friend.
Well, I can get on. I could try this morning, guys.
You better try.
Well, I got some good news for all the listeners out there. If you attend Volcano Vista, freshman to senior, you guys will notice this week I am working DECA. I am going to be the security for this week, possibly, and maybe next week. So you guys will notice me in the snack bar probably a lot more frequently working. So
very cool.
If you do see me, guys, please do say hello if you're in the DECA snack bar. remember to all the staff on week two, team two.
All right. Team two,
you are serving this week. Please make sure you have your hall passes that were assigned by Mr. Colburn. You will need to present those to your teacher before lunch, the class, your fourth hour today, in order to be released.
Nice.
Boom.
Matthew, so, I have a question. The other day, you asked us to look up a Bible verse. It was Ecclesiastes 7:3.
New King James Version. King James one.
Or the King, yeah, and it says, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. So why do you want us to be sad?
Well, you know what, guys? The verse actually came from a friend of mine. Her name is Lexi. She told me, to her, it refers to sadness in the world. I mean, if you guys can notice, there's a lot of sadness in the world.
Lots of sadness.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it can be with bills, taxes.
Yeah.
Personal life, you know what I mean? It can be a lot of things, guys, so it refers to making, you know, knowing about the sadness of the world.
Hey,
because, you know what?
I have an announcement for Volcano Vista.
Yeah.
I have an announcement for let me get the music. Okay. Starting this Wednesday in F211 during lunch, there's going to be an incredible Bible study for the 2014-2015 school year at Volcano Vista High School again. It's during lunches. Wednesdays and F211, the wonderful Maria Tortilla will be helping out with that one. It's a sagebrush thing. There you go.
Oh, nice. I know Maria. Yeah, I know who she is.
It's Maria really cool. Tortilla.
That's what they call her on Instagram, guys.
Yeah,
I know her.
Yeah.
She's really cool. I'm going to try to make it this week now, guys, for that Bible study on Wednesdays, I know I made announcements for them last year. Mm-hmm. They were known as converters last year.
Boom.
This year, if possible, I'm going to try to make some meetings at least once a month to do a representation of my ministry, one of my work for Christian Surfers United States. I do get devotional every single Monday morning from them in my email. I can read that to them. Yeah, I mean, in the club, if I am able to make it. Now, if I am unable to make it, the guy who can go in and do it for me is Sean Siegler, or as you guys, Steve-O knows him, Sean from Albuquerque.
I know him. I've never met him. I've never
heard from him. You would love Sean, too. Sean is he's a cool guy.
He'd probably follow me on Instagram.
Probably would.
Yeah, you guys, I know you would like him, Matteo. He's really cool. So you definitely will. Also, I'm calling, but, you know, he's actually working for another radio station.
Yeah.
These guys aren't even broadcasting in Albuquerque yet. I'm like, how do you work for somebody that's not broadcasting here yet? And he goes, well, the fact is that maybe they don't have their broadcaster set up yet or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Matthew, can we get you a song request?
Oh, of course, guys.
Yeah.
And before I say that song request, my bus driver, Judy, today, she's driving the bus, says hello, guys.
Judy! Shout out to Jude.
Love you, Jude. Hey, Jude.
My tail says love you, Jude.
Yeah, this is fascinating. We've got to move on, Matthew.
Give me a song, guys. Please play a song by Anne Berlin. Pick me out one. I want to play that. Get Awake Me Up Today.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah, we got it.
Memphis Have a good day,
fire.
Buddy.
Love it.
We got you.
By request from Matthew. The song is called Need to Be. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static! With every letter I read, I see their desperate cries to find a missing piece. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
The time has come.
Breaking
news. Listen, guys, a little reminder. If you have a birthday that you're celebrating, you can email us studio@mystaticradio.com. And we will give a birthday shout out, but you better do it now because we're going to do it in just a few minutes.
Yeah, it's 6:30.
That's right.
We do it every weekday morning.
You know what? We ought to give them Doug's email. And then they could email Doug. And then Doug would have them ready.
That's a really, really good idea.
Yeah.
It's producer Doug at mystaticradio.com.
Is that his email?
No.
Oh, Doug. Doug, do you even have email? Doesn't have email.
He's really the most modern producer in radio.
He is. He's got an app that he plugs straight into his brain. He can buy stuff. He can sell stuff.
That's because his phone is still a flip phone, so he can't really have any other apps. Just that one that's embedded in his brain.
It's unfortunate he had to get that barcode tattoo on his forehead, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And those three little numbers, Doug. We
Shannon
warned you.
Doesn't seem to mind it, but...
Shannon don't care.
Yeah.
Today is August 18th, 2014. The number for the day is 6.8 billion.
It's the number of microbacteria living on your skin.
No.
Oh.
It's the value of unredeemed gift cards each year in the U.S. The value of unredeemed gift cards, $6.8 billion.
Whoa, dude.
Everybody needs to go home today and see if you have an unredeemed gift card and then send it to me. You can, it's 4001 Osuna Road, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then you just put Mateo.
Yeah, but what if the gift card's for like a Piggly Wiggly or something?
Send it to me.
We don't have those.
I'll take care of it. Send it to me. Don't worry about those logistical issues. I'll work it out. The latest issue of the highbrow magazine The Economist examines why the average price for a prostitute has fallen over the past few years from $340 per hour to $260 per hour.
It's a good thing that those big old fancy schmancy magazines are doing important things.
I know. We're going to talk about this with Sam Swan on Friday.
On Friday.
We're going to figure out what happened. It's the world's oldest profession.
What the heck? That's weird.
That's the first item.
That's...
In California, a woman who says she simply loves giraffes climbed into the enclosure with them at the zoo.
Brody,
one of the giraffes licked her, then turned around and kicked her in the face. Don't climb into the enclosures at the zoo, people.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, licked her and kicked her in the face. I bet when that thing
lick
licked her, she was like, yes, yes, I am at one with nature. Oh, nature's
is that
mean.
The giraffe's version of wine and dine?
Hey!
Lick and kick.
Lick and kick. You got any more leaves? No? Get out.
We got to feed the giraffes thanks to 2.0's boyfriend, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Remember cool. Little House on the Prairie? Doug? Little House on the Prairie? Steve-O?
Yeah.
We used to watch Little House on the Prairie in my house. Little House in Mississippi. We watched it every weekday at like 9 or 10 in the morning. During the summertime on the Family Channel. Now it's called ABC Family. When I was a kid, it was the Family Channel. We would watch Little House on the Prairie, and it was sad. Michael Landon was in there.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Taught good values about family and whatnot.
I've never seen it. Can you look at that?
Well, the author of the books, because the show was... There's a book? They were based on books. The author of the books that the TV show was based upon also wrote an autobiography that will finally be published. It tells the more gritty, adult, true-to-life stories about settlers in the 1800s.
Huh.
It's called Little Blankety Blank House on the Blankety Blank Prairie. It had to be edited for this broadcast.
Stop.
Let's use the bleep button. I'll do it again. You ready? Little...
Oh, wait.
It's called Little... House on the Little...
Oh, my bad.
Prairie.
My bad. I'm terrible at this bleep button.
It's okay. The star of this year's Little League World Series is a pitcher who just happens to be a girl.
Yeah, dude. Have you been seeing this, Doug? She's pretty good,
She's
man.
Kicking butt, y'all.
She is.
She's kicking butt. Little boys everywhere are slamming their bats upon the ground.
They really
out
are.
Out of frustration. You know who could take her down?
Who?
You know who could walk off homer straight up?
Jack Jeter.
Jack Jeter. Luke Jeter. Probably even Brody Jeter. Probably
Practice
not
begins
Brody.
Tonight, Doug.
That's right.
Luke Jeter drafted by the Braves.
Whoa.
Jack Jeter is a Los Angeles Dodger.
Mm.
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm like undecided on the stoked
I know.
Meter.
I hope you guys like, have well, I hope you guys have some frequent flyer miles because that's a long
that's
way.
That's a long way, man.
You got
Atlanta.
Dual coastal.
Yeah.
Man, that's nuts.
Yeah, got some.
Luke's gonna hate the humidity.
Yeah, I know.
Poor guy. He'll make it.
He'll be fit. He will be fit.
According to a new study, female runners are better at setting a successful pace. Yeah, right. I've seen girls run. Stupid.
Tell that to the Little League kids who are getting struck out by a girl.
I would tell them, but I can't keep pace with them. They're too fast. Wildlife officials are calling for the sterilization of pet tortoises.
What?
No.
What are the tortoises doing?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I have a pretty decent idea of what they're doing.
Hey now, hey now.
Don't dream.
Don't dream, my turtle. Hey now, hey now.
Speaking of turtles.
Don't dream, my turtle.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the second week in a row is number one at the box office.
Yeah, whatever.
I feel bad mostly for Expendables 3,
yeah,
which sucked
Guardians,
at the box office.
Guardians is still kicking butt.
Yeah.
Still number two. Let's see, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 28.4 million.
Gosh.
Guardians in its third week of release.
What, 24?
24.7. Good word of mouth around that movie. In fact,
man,
if you haven't seen it, I would recommend it.
You know when Jack and Luke's auntie, you know, Miss.
Auntie Miss.
Missy yesterday was like, I loved that movie. That soundtrack, number one
yep.
on iTunes.
Yep.
Like all of iTunes, number one album on iTunes.
It was the first time in the history of the Billboard Hot 200 that a soundtrack featuring no original songs was number one.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Disney.
Disney slash Marvel.
Slash Marvel, for real Marvel, though, but for real Andy and, Dan.
Yeah. SeaWorld says it sees the need to build bigger tanks for its whales. Nothing wrong with that.
It's because they whales. And they're so big, they're like big old whales.
And big old whale butts floating around.
You have to get bigger enclosures because you're such a whale.
Man, that whale was so fat. When it sat around the tank, it really sat around the tank. It swam around it, too, so they had to build a bigger one.
Oh, man.
In an attempt to eliminate violent confrontations, NASCAR finally announced a ban on drivers exiting their cars following a wreck.
Finally!
This is important. I feel like this should have been in place for many, many years.
Yeah, many, many, many.
A Brooklyn thief had to be rescued after he became stuck in a restaurant's air duct. We hear about this all the time. Like, stuff like this happens. What? When will criminals learn?
Never.
Air ducts are not... That's the movies, friend. They're not as big as they are in the movies. You got to think about that. They're filming... Never mind. It's not
because they
work.
Got criminal brain capacity.
Criminal brain.
Criminal brain.
Uh-oh.
Right there.
A story for cat lovers out there.
Oh, no, that's you!
A cat named Gizmo recently fell 12 stories from the penthouse terrace of a Manhattan apartment, landing on a third floor landing and getting wedged between a skylight and a wall.
Oh.
Gizmo's owner didn't see what happened, but speculated that his cat had slipped through the door to the terrace and then off the edge. Gizmo was rushed to a vet, given a relatively clean bill of health. He suffered some scratches and a single broken tooth, but he lived.
He lived. Just don't feed him after midnight.
Oh, that's right. He'll turn into a gremlin.
Mackerel!
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. There are some strange stories today. Hello Kitty has been sent on her first space mission as Japan's global icon of cute celebrates its 40th birthday in extraterrestrial fashion. A kitty figure is now circling the Earth aboard a small satellite equipped with a digital message board.
Oh, that's real.
As part of government-funded project to attract private companies into the aerospace business.
Wow.
The initiative calls on fans to come up with short messages that will be flashed on the board sitting above the 4-centimeter cat. The satellite was launched in June from Russia. Aliens are going to show up.
Gosh.
They're going to be like, what do you think, man? Intelligent life? What do you think? And then that little thing is going to go and float by, and they're going to be like...
Nope.
I think we got this planet.
Yep.
Call the mothership.
I thought it was like a cartoon where she went into space. They really sent a Hello Kitty into space.
They sent a Hello Kitty into space. I just see the aliens going, do you think there's intelligent life? And then that thing floating by in there going, no, we're good.
We got this.
We
got this.
Son, alien child, would you like to conquer this world? Because apparently it's going to be real easy. And then they pull up a cable feed. Let's see what they watch. Let's see what entertains these humans. And then they pull that up and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're good.
We need to take these. This is for the good of the galaxy. Let's take them out.
Oh, man.
Good grief. A robot made of the kinds of things one finds in the back of their garden shed has been hitchhiking across Canada. Hitchbot was created by David Smith and Frank Zeller. I have no idea what that frock
That's hilarious. The what other dude's the most normal name in the world.
David Smith.
With two friends, David Smith and Zonks Frosnagargan.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Who are studying the relationship between people and technology. The bucket-bodied creature was set to reach its final destination yesterday, which would have been Sunday, in Victoria, British Columbia, though Hitchbot's social media pages now say it'll finish up this Thursday. Hitchbot slow.
Learn something new every day, y'all.
Beep, beep, beep. Scabba-da-bop. That was me scatting the
I
news.
I loved it.
Let
I
me scat it. This news.
You're the scat bot.
Scoot-a-lop, boodle-beep. A-chow-chow, boodle-lop, doodle-dow. Skid-a-lop-a, scoot-a-dow,
chim-chow, scoot-a-dow, Saturday. Incredible.
Do you need to get in touch with your kids?
I do.
There's an app for that. Should we talk about this now or
We've
save it?
We've got to mention. Yeah, this is. We saw this story.
This is pretty
like,
cool.
I feel like this could become a topic,
This
man.
Could become a topic. So we'll intro it right now real quick. One day, Texas mom Sharon Standerford tried to call her teenage children who were away from home. They ignored her calls and texts.
Oh, man.
Standerford became worried. Although they were okay, she didn't know what was going on. So when they got back home, she decided, I'm going to put an end to this problem. She worked with an app developer company to build an app that would lock her kids' phone until they called her and got a password from her.
So smart.
They can call 911, and they can call her. But that's it. The app's called Ignore No More. Boom. It's available for Android devices, not so much for the greener side of the pasture, if you know
yeah,
what I'm
Doug.
Saying.
Yeah, Doug. Actually, technically, the greener side would be the Android, because my stupid phone, when I text Doug, has little green bubbles in it.
I'll say the bluer side of the spectrum. The peaceful ocean of bliss.
I'm a snob, man. I can't stand it when I text somebody and it's got the little green bubble. I'm like, whoop. Ugh. Get real.
Hey, get real, bro. Get a real phone, bro. Android.
Get real, Doug. Get real.
Nah. Lots of people out there kidding. I have an Android and you guys don't understand. You know what? I'm going to pull up some statistics on why droids are better than iPhone. Hang on. Stop. My phone crashed. But when I reboot this thing, it's going to be great. So
I'll show you.
I'll show you guys. Hang on. I got a virus. I gotta delete this. Hang on.
I've never had an Android phone, so I have no idea.
Me either. But I know everything about them. And I know that they suck. In New Mexico, Albuquerque Biopark Zoo employees.
Oh, yeah, we made it to the news, y'all.
That's right. They say they've recently been finding puddles of urine near the polar bear exhibit.
They found that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait a second.
What? I mean, huh? What? Ha? News?
Well, they believe it's from kids who couldn't quite make it to the bathroom,
yes,
but apparently...
Yes, yes,
Doug?
Yes?
It looks like we have to get our detective skills going, because we've got a perpetrator over here. Maybe a pee-petrator.
Okay.
A pee-pee-trator.
We were there last week. And I kid you not, we walked through that little area, the underneath polar bear area, and we all commented on how funky it smelled.
Hey, something smell weird out here.
It does.
Really?
It did. In the little, yeah, yeah. And then that story pops out, and it's like, and that makes all the sense in the world. Little pee-pee kids. What do you expect? There's a waterfall in that exhibit. How am I supposed to hold it? The bathrooms are like a mile away from the polar bear exhibit.
You need to learn how to hold it, jerk.
The peeler bear exhibit.
The peeler bear?
Yeah.
No.
I can barely control my bladder. barely.
Hey, I got a love story real quick, and then we're going to go to traffic.
That's, I don't
this
know.
This is, what is
I
this?
I don't know, I just grabbed it.
It's perfect.
Okay.
When your man's in jail and you want to be near him, the logical thing to do, what is it? Go visit?
Bake a cake and put a file in it.
No. The most logical thing is to get yourself also thrown into jail.
Oh.
Right? A 22-year-old woman in Texas reportedly stole a cheap bottle of wine in hopes that police would arrest her and take her to jail, where she could be closer to her incarcerated boyfriend. The woman stole a bottle of $3.99 wine and got to spend two nights in jail. No word on whether she actually got to see her boyfriend, but good effort, friend.
Wow.
I think that's love. is Gosh. To me, that's true romance.
That is just... That is not true romance.
That is true
romance.
Romance
stars Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette.
That is true
Dennis
romance.
Hopper, James Gandolfini, Brad Pitt. I could go on. So good, Gary Oldman. So good, Samuel L. Jackson.
And finally, an 85-year-old man was unharmed Saturday after he crashed his car into a backyard pool. The man was pulling into his garage when the crash occurred. The car went through a rear garage door and into backyard swimming pool, ending up fully submerged.
Whoa.
The driver told authorities that his flip-flops were entangled with the pedals and caused him to lose control of the car.
You gotta be careful! You can't drive with flip-flops!
Speaking of driving,
you gotta take them off!
Let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
Highly recommend if you're driving with flip-flops that you go barefoot.
Yeah.
Which
that's
if you
what
have
I,
a
that's what I do.
If you have a manual, you should know by now that you don't wear flip-flops when you have a manual. Because it's a pain.
It is.
Rocking that clutch.
Yep.
Anyway, I-25 in Paseo, we have construction also. Road construction, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Because now it is time for birthdays.
Oh,
with Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, Doug.
Doug!
Hello. Good day.
Good day, sir. Doug.
Today is August 18th, 2014. Day 230. There are 135 days remaying. And today's birthdays is brought to you by daytime.
Bro, that's good.
The time after the sun rises. Thanks, daytime.
I like that.
First up this morning, movie director. He's directed such films as Macbeth, Chinatown.
Kenneth Branagh.
The Tenant and The Pianist.
Nope.
Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski.
Nope.
69.
74.
81.
Whoa.
They say it's your birthday, Doug.
His first wife was murdered by the Manson family.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, Doug.
Really?
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Dang.
Next up, former First Lady of the United States of America, married to
Barbara
Jimmy Carter.
Bush. No.
Linda Carter.
Rosalind Carter.
Linda Carter?
Yes, she was Wonder Woman. She was married to the president.
Shut up!
No!
No!
Seven.
81.
87 years old.
Whoa.
Next up.
Charlie!
Nope.
What?
Not Charlie.
Oh, crap. Why can't I remember any of the names?
Where is this from?
This is Always Sunny.
Oh. Danny DeVito.
Nope.
Now, what's the I can't remember any of their names right now.
Oh, so Charlie Day. Those are the only two I know.
Nope. She's best known for playing Sweet D Reynolds.
I don't know her real name.
A.K.A. Bird.
Yeah, Bird.
Caitlin Olson.
House of Heroes has a friend. Okay. House of Heroes has a friend in Columbus, Ohio that looks a lot like this lady and acts like her, okay? And so they call her D. They call her Bird to make her mad. So we're up there one time and I meet her and it's all like, so funny. And she's like, what are you guys calling? And she thinks it's funny, you know, whatever. So you know the character of D on Always Sunny is like this haphazard idiot. So the next time we go to Columbus, know why, we're hanging out, and this girl, D, from Columbus, walks in with a full-on neck brace on. Because she had tripped and something crazy.
That is amazing.
I know, it was like, I said, you really are her. You are that character in real life. And she got mad and punched me.
How old does that lady look?
I think she's like 37.
40.
She is 39.
Ah. Oh.
Next up, an Emmy and Golden Globe winning American actor, stand-up comedian, writer, and member of the group.
Andy Samberg?
Yes.
Ah!
Andy Samberg, you are hilarious. I think he's my age. I think he's 36.
I think he's 33.
He is 36 years old today.
Like a boss.
Next up, still widely an unknown.
What?
Just kidding. He's pretty much one of the biggest actors of all time. He made his screen debut in War Hunt. And then he was in other films such as Situation, Hopeless But Not Serious, Inside Daisy Clover. This Property is Condemned. Nope. He has 3 pages worth of movies he's been in.
What is this?
This is from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Clark Gregg?
Nope.
From Agents
He was in The Horse Whisperer.
I got to talk to him on the phone.
The Candidate.
I got to talk to him on the phone. It's Robert Redford.
Robert Redford?
It is Robert Redford.
I got to talk to him on the phone.
The Great Gatsby.
When I worked at Quantic Broadcast Corporation, he was on our show.
He was in Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Yes. Yep.
He played Alexander Pierce.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. makes sense because he was the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the movie. Dude, Robert Redford. He is an incredible actor. Dude, Spy Game? You've got Spy Game. Did you mention The Sting?
No, because I've got... This is his bio starts here.
Oh, my
And it comes here.
Gosh.
And it ends here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Robert Redford, everyone.
That's not even his bio. That's just the films he's been in.
Whoa. 69!
No. 74.
78 years old.
Dang it.
Next
Dang,
up.
Dang, dude!
Yeah, he's old.
An American actor, comedian, writer, director, and film producer. He is known for his biting and fast-paced comedic style, and he's also the star and co-creator of the television show Rescue Me. He's also starred in many motion pictures.
Was
such
it Dennis
as...
Leary?
Yes.
Yeah!
Amazing Spider-Man,
I knew he was in
1
it.
And 2.
He was in The yep. Ref. Does anybody remember The Ref?
No.
And he's Diego in Ice Age.
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid, but it was back when Kevin Spacey, yes, Kevin Spacey was a comedian. The Ref.
Come on!
The Ref, y'all. The Ref.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary is 50.
Dennis Leary is 49.
He is 57 years old.
Oh my gosh, why is he so old? Just kidding, he's not old. Steve-O is bowing down.
It's because it's the greatest movie in the universe.
No.
You know this now.
This isn't the Jurassic Park theme song.
I made you watch this movie. You should know this.
Your opinion
you
holds no sway on me.
Is
I know what
director?
It is. You said
is
greatest
it,
movie,
Hans
and it's
Zimmer?
Wrong.
Not Hans Zimmer.
It's not Hans Zimmer?
No.
So then it could be... Well, it depends.
Is it Christian Slater's
it's
birthday?
It's obviously, sadly, not Tony Scott's birthday, who directed it. It was written by Quentin Tarantino.
Oh
it
gosh.
Stars Christian Slater, Patricia
is
Arquette.
Is it the girl?
It's not Dennis Hopper or James Gandolfini, sadly. It could be Brad Pitt. It could be Gary,
is it
Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
It could be Samuel L. Jackson.
He was in...
It can't be Chris Penn. Gosh.
The Postman Always Rings
Tom
Twice.
Sizemore. It could be...
The Legend of Billie Jean. The Name of the Rose.
Wait, you don't
Val
know...
Val Kilmer?
Robin Hood, The Prince of Thieves. Interview with the Vampire.
It's Christian Slater's
yes.
birthday!
I said that first!
Oh,
why didn't you...
I heard you.
Okay.
He's in cuffs!
I just wanted an acknowledgement.
Oh, man!
He's in cuffs? Did he get thrown in jail?
No cuffs! With Tony Goldwyn?
Is he in jail?
Oh, it was the best!
Nope.
And Mia Jovovich was in it when she was young.
Mia Jovovich.
Y'all don't remember Cuffs?
We throw around best a lot.
It is a national holiday.
No.
It is Christian Slater's birthday.
Hang on, let me look.
Oh.
Let me see here. National holiday. Nope.
My favorite part is that I had already referenced this movie once.
Yeah, I heard that earlier and I laughed.
You did.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Christian Slater's
I'm
birthday.
So happy right
Christian
now,
Slater's birthday.
I have a picture of Jack with Christian Slater, my son Jack.
Why did you guys want to do Lion King music?
Ugh. We did this. This was the theme, the song we did when Chrissy and I took communion when we got married. We used this song, and that's what most people said. Yeah, but why did you guys use the Lion King for your music for when you took communion? And I said, it's from True Romance! It's the best love story of all time!
And
it's
then
really not. It's a really gnarly
And
movie.
Then everybody said, what's that?
Yeah.
And he's like,
Anarchy! Anarchy! And then I rioted at my own wedding.
He
it was
did.
Crazy. Oh, gosh, it's Christian Slater's birthday. Did you see that show Breaking In that he did? Mm-mm. Fans rioted because it got canceled after one season, kind of like Community, and they gave it a second season, and then it got canceled again, and I was very sad because it was great. I love Christian Slater. Did you say Broken Arrow? You didn't have to.
No.
Broken Arrow. I remember that movie.
Gosh, Christian Slater. I love Christian Slater.
How old is he?
I'm going to say he's 45.
50.
He's 45 years old
today.
He's
biggest 45. Christian Slater in the world.
He's 45.
Didn't know it was your birthday, actually, so I'm not the biggest fan.
And the last birthday, an Academy Award-winning actor, screenwriter, film director, and producer. Some of his work includes films such as The People vs. Larry Flint, American History X, Fight Club.
Is it Ed Norton's
Everyone
birthday?
Says I Love You.
Nice.
Yes.
Incredible Hulk.
Wow.
Incredible Hulk. The Illusionist. The Score.
Death
Rita.
To Smoochie.
Yep.
With
the
Mr.
Italian
Robin
Job.
Williams.
Budapest Hotel.
The Score was a really good... I loved that one. That was a fun... Ed Norton, dude.
Moonrise Kingdom.
When they announced that Ruffalo was taking over, I was so mad. He was a great Bruce Banner.
He was perfect Bruce Banner.
Ruffalo did a really good job.
He did.
As well.
Did you say Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yep.
Yeah.
Moonrise Kingdom.
I have that and I have not watched it yet.
It's a good one.
Ed Norton. What a great day for birthdays, guys.
Yeah, this is a good
it's like
birthday.
The best. Christian Slater's birthday. I'm taking the rest of the day off. Ed Norton. Well, if Christian Slater's 45, he's got to be around there, right? I'm going to say he's 44?
Fifty. He today is 45 years old.
Oh, dang it!
Same as Christian Samesies. Slater.
Samesies.
Their careers have taken a very different path.
On to dates. On this day in what year? Virginia Dare became the first child of English parents to be born on American soil on what is now Roanoke Island, North Carolina.
Ooh. And then, mystery. The lost colony of Roanoke. You know about this?
Clue.
It's one of the most fascinating stories in U.S. history. Straight up.
When was it?
So the guy comes over here, has the kid, and then he has to go back to England to get supplies and stuff. And you know that, like, that journey took months.
Right.
So he goes back, leaves his daughter here with the townsfolk. Everything's fine. Goes back to England. Comes back. No one is there. The colony is gone. It's disappeared, and they only have, like, markings on a tree with an arrow pointing somewhere, and it had, like, a town name. But then they went to where that supposedly was, and nobody was there.
What?
Still a mystery. Nobody knows what happened.
Are
it's
you
the lost
serious?
Colony yeah. of Roanoke.
Never heard of it.
Yep. Awesome!
So this was the first British kid that was born on American soil ever?
Well, I mean... Ever.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Take it easy, baby. Make it last all night. She was an American squirrel.
What time period was this? Colony of Roanoke?
I'm going to say 1731.
1742.
1587.
Whoa. Okay. Cool, man.
Yeah.
On this day and one year,
the
19th Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees the rights of women to vote, was ratified when Tennessee became the 36th state to approve it.
1921.
I don't know. Women could vote? I thought that was more like the 80s. 1980.
Could have been.
1931.
1920.
Oh, wow.
In this day and what year, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair near Bethel, New York, concluded with a midday morning set by Mr. Jimi Hendrix.
1969.
Dang it, that's probably right. 1968.
1969 is correct.
Yep.
And the number one song this morning.
Oh!
1967.
Yeah, that's definitely later.
Today is National Aviation Week. It's Bad Poetry Day.
Hey!
It's Cupcake Day.
Ooh.
It's Mail Order Catalog Day.
Okay.
It is Ice Cream Day. And it is also Go Start a Fight Club Day.
Hey, nice! Don't talk about it.
You gotta be careful when ordering from a catalog in the mail. I bought a hat and I had to return it because it was too small.
Yep.
But I got the next size up. So apparently I'm a 7 3/8 now because of my hair.
Oh.
Yeah. And it fits like a champion. It's the best hat I've ever purchased.
Champion of hats.
I found an old vintage Angels hat with the wing logo when Disney owned them. That was my favorite logo. Yeah, I said it. I said it. I'm one of those weird things.
I hope you don't get your hair cut.
I know, right? It'll never happen. I'm Samsoning this Mophie.
Okay.
Hip, hip. The Mophie juice pack.
Mophie juice pack.
That's a real thing. We used to sell them.
What is
it's
that?
It's like for your phone. That's the name of the company.
Mophie?
Mophie.
Sounds offensive.
Yeah.
I like it.
I still love selling those.
Well,
we gotta take a quick break. Coming back, we got some Taking Back Sunday, some twin radio, and speaking of cell phones, we're gonna talk about this mom who invented an app to keep tabs on her kids. It's back to school. Oh, yes. Summertime has come to a close, children. I'm sorry. It's real life, though. So we gotta take care of some bills and whatnots. We'll be back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No! Static.
And it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Let us see what's gonna be today. Is it gonna be this? Is it gonna be that? We don't know. But we're gonna check it out. Right now, the only thing showing up, of course, is the construction I-25 in Paseo and the construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest, which is a funny little place.
Yeah.
Down there.
Paseo to I-25, is it open back up? It's Monday, right? It was supposed to be open? All right,
I'm guessing
good.
So. Yeah. It looks like things are moving.
It was closed all weekend.
Yep.
Friday to Monday.
Woo!
But did you see the overpass?
Mm-hmm.
It's rocking. They're getting it. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, which is actually closed. It's our coffee shop here on the campus, which we usually rock breakfast every day for. Yeah. But you, sir, brought in the delicious yummies of breakfast. This isn't breakfast.
That's breakfast. Eat it.
It's not breakfast.
When do you eat breakfast? When do you eat breakfast?
Every day at Sopo.
No.
Ish.
You do not qualify to be able to say what is and what is not breakfast.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure cake is not breakfast.
Mm. That's where you're wrong. You could ask the majority of people, does cake qualify as breakfast? And they'll say, absolutely.
I will say this. It's a healthier cake.
It's a carrot cake.
It's a carrot cake, which means it's healthy for you.
Yeah. It's good for your eyes.
Dude, my throat is still killing me from Saturday.
Mm-mm.
Our buddy Joey Belleville, his birthday was recently, and him and his wife, Heidi, they always rent out an entire karaoke bar for their birthday. Every year. 11th annual.
Yep.
We always have a blast, but I lost my voice.
I had a goal this year. I did songs that I've never done before.
Me too!
And it was fun.
It was. Note to self. Never, ever, ever, ever do Blues Traveler.
Every song I did, I've never sung before. And I'm so happy about that. My catalog is growing.
Oh, man. It was a good time. We had a blast. But now it's back to real life. And for most, it's back to school. How was your summer?
I had a pretty good summer.
Yeah?
Yeah. I went on vacation.
No, you didn't.
I went to,
where did you go?
I went to Ireland.
Oh, that's good. I forgot about that.
For 2 weeks, I went backpacking.
Yeah, right.
And I had a good time. I met an elf. He actually was a leprechaun. But I called him an elf and he punched me. Called out his little elf leprechaun friends. I got that straightened out. Went to the end of the rainbow. There's not gold there.
Ah.
No, the gold standard is too high. They can't afford it anymore.
Gotcha.
So they give you, like, they give you credits, they call them.
Ah.
They're essentially just points you can use on, like, Google.
Oh, yeah, that's not as good.
It's okay. They're very modern now.
Oh, it is.
What'd
Monday.
You do?
I pretty much worked, man, you know?
Cool.
Got the kids got to take some time off and, you know, school and Little League kicking back up. Little League starts today. I didn't really have a whole lot of time. I was prepping for this day. Mm-hmm. You know, Christian Slater's birthday, obviously, what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So Christian Slater's birthday today. So I just been preparing all summer long for this, you know, this moment. So Mad Lib Monday coming up at 7:30, you know, just been kind of hanging out, trying to read words in the dictionary, getting prepared for this.
Words
the most
are cool.
important Mad Lib Monday of the year.
It is.
Yeah.
This Monday. Today.
Christian Slater's the reason I speak English.
Yep.
I don't know if you knew that.
But, I
did. Yeah, Christian Slater, big reason why I speak English. So when I was born, I only spoke Spanish.
Shout out to a band called Piercing the Darkness. We're not playing your song, Swamp Jesus.
We played it once.
And it was awful.
Hey, man. Hey.
What?
Hey.
I'm just echoing the sentiments of our listeners.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
We played a song.
There it is.
Yeah. We played a song for New Music Tuesday last Tuesday.
We did.
Speaking of which, tomorrow, being school's back in, New Music Tuesday transitioning to the 7 o'clock hour.
Whoa!
We're really excited for it. Maybe you're an artist and you want to get your music played on static radio and you're like, hey man, how do I do that? It's simple. All you got to do is submit your MP3s at our website, mystaticradio.com, under the Locals Rule section. You can give us your MP3s, a band bio, tell us about why you wrote the song Swamp Jesus, Piercing the Darkness, and we'll play it once. And if it's good, we'll keep playing it. And if it's this, probably not.
I know who I am.
Hey, we played this last Tuesday.
We did.
And we'll allow people to vote on it. If you submit music, please have thick skin, because the judging audience that is the New Music Tuesday crowd, they're pretty honest about jams, man.
They need to be.
Yeah, they do. So that's coming up. Again, tomorrow, 7 a.m., we'll kick off our new time slot for New Music Tuesday. And you can get your music in to get played and or get destroyed by listeners. Your choice! Coming up here in 4.5 minutes, Mad Lib Monday. Ah! School is back. We're expecting you. We're expecting you. Help us out. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Core Captus, song called Stop, right here on Static Radio. Good morning!
Hey.
Welcome back to school, kids! I know, summer's over.
It's your favorite time of the year.
It really is. I don't know about that. I'm just ready for the weather to, like, kind of chill out, cool off.
Yeah.
It's been stupid hot.
It has been.
It is time for one of our favorite moments of the morning show. I know, Teo, that it's grown on you.
Nope.
It's become this festering boil of awesome that
it's
you love so
like
much.
Like a disease.
Yes.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. It is time for Mad Lib Monday. Phone lines are open 505-338-3700. We got the harmonies going. We had a great time rocking some karaoke this weekend, and thus our skills. What is that?
Yeah,
I hit the
keep
wrong
it going
button.
Oh.
Our harmony musical skills are just through the roof.
Yeah, if that was a harmony,
505.
I like Mad Libs.
338-3700. Static.
Olivia!
Hey, Olivia! Welcome back to the fold. I need a word from you.
Okay.
I need an adjective.
Adjective.
Yep.
Okay. Grande.
Grande?
Like Rio Grande?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Grande. Thanks for the call, Olivia.
Bye, Olivia.
So awesome. Static!
Hi, guys. This is Claire.
Hey, Claire!
Woo! Claire!
And Bryn!
And Bryn! Oh, man. This is great.
Y'all are the best.
All right. So since there's two of you, I need a plural noun.
Lipsticators.
Right?
What?
They said lipstick tasers.
Lipstick tasers?
Yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
Okay. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Claire's mom, is that a real thing?
It's from Despicable Me 2.
Oh, okay. Then it is a real thing.
I would have to have seen the first one in order to have seen the second one, and sadly, I have seen neither.
He's boycotting them.
I'm not boycotting them.
They're really good.
I know. That's what my boys say. They've watched it 1,000 times. I know I need to see them. I know I do.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I don't have time.
Whatever.
I don't have time.
Whatever.
Just so busy.
Whatever.
Thanks for the call, you guys.
Bye.
I was waving.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, they can't.
They can't see me.
See you. I got to see. Hey. I saw Claire on Friday
because
school's back. Oak Grove saw all the kids.
You guys.
I felt bad because her teacher was going, "Hey, it's first day of school. I know that there are a lot of you're seeing your friends, a lot of parents around, some teachers you love, but I need you to focus on my voice. Pay attention to me." I'm going, "Claire. Claire! Over here! Claire!
Don't listen to that woman!
Hey!
Don't listen
Claire,
to her!
Claire, over here! This is me! This is Steve-O! Remember? Claire!
Hey, if you go to Oak Grove and you come by the studio, you can wave in the windows.
Yeah.
And we'll wave back.
We'll wave back. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hi. Am I next?
You are next.
Awesome.
I need a noun.
You need a noun. How about a peach?
A peach.
Peach.
A peach is good.
You're a peach.
You're a peach.
What are you calling a peach?
You are.
Whatever.
Millions of peaches.
I was talking to you. I was looking at you, Taylor.
I was talking to the caller.
Oh, it's like a weird peach
You're
triangle.
A peach, my friend.
All right.
Well, you know what? This caller has a name, you know. You call everybody else by name. I feel a little bit offended.
Sure, peach. What's your name?
My name is Benjamin.
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 Thanks for calling, Benjamin.
Thanks, Peach.
Anytime.
All right. There we go. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, guys. It's SB.
Hey, SB.
I need a part of the body.
Huh? Part of the body.
Yep.
Ooh. Is it singular?
Well, yeah. It would be parts.
Okay, yeah. Intestine.
Oh. Intestine.
Thank you.
Oh, SB. All right.
That's a good one, guys.
All right.
Bye.
I started to spell intense.
Intense.
But it's not intense. It's intestine.
That's right.
Sorry, you're going to have to read this and be like, what?
I can't wait.
I'm sorry. Static.
Yep.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi, Emily. I'm from Oak Grove.
Hey! Oak Grove! Can I get an adjective, please?
Adjective?
May I have an adjective, please?
Might I have an adjective?
Stinky.
Stinky! You sound like you've walked by the studio before.
Mm-hmm. It's probably true. It's probably true.
I have.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
It was the worst.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I know we got a lot of Facebook chime-iners.
We do.
As well, so let's
what do
see.
You need?
I need an adjective.
Hairy.
Hairy. I need a place.
Miami.
Miami?
Yeah, somebody put the Miami Hurricanes.
All right. And a plural noun.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is?
No, Star Wars. Wars, Star Wars. Being plural. Are you kidding me?
Don't you judge me! Don't you judge me! APS, bro. APS.
Yeah.
505-338.
Star Wars is? Sure, man.
338-3700. It's 505-338-3700.
How in the world does somebody from Mississippi have a better education than anyone else in the world? What happened?
Oh, I have no idea. I need a verb. I need a verb. Do we have any verbs on our Facebook chimer inners?
No verbs.
No verbs?
No verbs.
All right, need people to call in. 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. Is it odd that all summer long we didn't have any trouble and school starts when the kids are back and they care about this segment and now people are calling? What the?
Here, we can
what
use.
What the what?
Don says, woot woot, you picked mine. Donna May. So we can say pick is a verb.
Ah. Okay.
Now we pick two of yours, Donna May.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, what kind of word do you need?
I need a verb ending in ing. Yep.
Singing.
Singing.
Singing is good. Sing us a song right now. Go.
Okay. It's a small world after
yeah.
all.
Oh, no, it's no, 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 anything but that song.
Thank you.
Huh? Huh? Lion King. Saw it this weekend.
Anything
it
but
made
that
me,
song.
It made me very
it's
sad.
It's a small world after all.
No, no. Static.
Yo, what up, fellas?
What up?
What's up, man?
Nada, nada. No. Man, I'm a little bummed out, man. My dog passed away over the weekend.
Oh, aww, dude.
That sucks.
I know.
That really sucks. I'm sorry.
15, man.
15? Oh, well, I mean,
15.
Come on.
He had a good run.
16?
He did. He did have a good run.
That's, I mean, that's yeah. sad, but that's a big old long run.
It's true.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was a big old fella. He was like 125 pounds.
Wow. Dude, that sucks. So how long yeah. are you going to wait before you get another dog? Or are you like, hey, that was my dog, and that's forever my dog?
Yeah, he'll always be my dog. We've got three other ones in my house that I can't get rid of. So.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there you go. You have three yeah. other dogs.
Yeah.
Enjoy them. Enjoy those.
Yeah, but they're not really my dogs. They're my wife's kid's dogs.
Oh.
I need my dog.
Mm, right. What kind of dog was your dog?
For the time I had.
What?
What?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Don't cut out on us, man.
Don't do this.
No.
It'd be too much. Be too much.
It is.
That'd be really rough.
What do you guys need?
Well, I needed a color, but I'm assuming you're going to say black.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna have to say Navajo Sage.
Navajo Sage.
Yeah.
Hey.
I've been waiting to get a color for that.
Oh, fantastic.
I waved at a yes. kid. I'm waving.
Well, right thanks on. For calling. Sorry, it's so sad for you.
Yeah,
right
dude.
Now.
It'll get better.
It happened.
It could. It
just
does.
Thankful for the time we had with him.
There you go.
If it's any consolation, my pet cat Beans pissed in the corner this morning.
That's no. That's not.
So at least you don't have a cat.
Thank you, Mateo. I feel a little
could,
better could that
be,
I do not have a cat.
Could be way worse.
Bless you.
Not all, guys. All right.
Oh, man. You're gonna have to bleach that area, right? Because once the cat smells, oh, I can pee in this corner.
That's what we were talking about.
Ugh.
It's all good.
Ugh. Static. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Ben.
Hey.
Mogro?
Hey,
from
Ben.
Mogro. What up, Ben?
Well, first day of school, so.
It's first day of school, man.
Doing some schooling, huh?
Yeah.
That's well, cool. For your first day of school, I need a part of the body plural.
A part of the body plural. I'll have to say phalanges.
Yeah. Phalanges.
Phalanges. Good one.
Gosh. Phalanges.
I hope you
Thanks
have a good day
Ben.
At school, Ben.
It's awesome. Static!
Hey, this is Sean from Albuquerque.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Sean from Albuquerque.
Yeah. Hey, I was actually Sean, who's no longer in jail.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
What's up, yeah,
dude? Good. That's good, man.
Ex-con Sean.
Ex-con Sean.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
No, that's cool.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It's almost perfect. What, you doing good, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm here at the halfway house.
That's like cool, man.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Taking part in Mad Lib Monday.
Yes, I am.
Well, the next one was a number, but I'm sure you were tired of counting things like days. So, can we go plural noun?
Plural noun. Mop buckets.
I like it.
Mop buckets.
Mop buckets.
My thanks, buddy. Ex-con Sean.
All right.
All right. Have a great day, man. All right.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to the world. I'm waving at some more kids. They're not looking at me. Stop ignoring me!
That was, well, that was new.
That's
that
good. Was new. That was good.
Static! Hello.
Oh, hey, Daddy.
Oh, hey!
Whoa!
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah? You getting ready for school?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I also want to start it with doing a Mad Lib.
That's good, bro. That's good. Did you brush your teeth this morning? Because it's important. Kids will make fun of you if you have, like, funky breath.
Who needs to know about that?
Well, I do. I'm your dad. I'm just making sure
he
I'm
just
taking
wants
care
to
of you.
Make
trust
sure.
Me. When I was a kid, man, I skimmed on everything. I know. You run your toothbrush under the water and you think, I'm good. No big deal. And then the kids start calling you Dragon Breath.
Dragon
and then you're
breath
like, but what?
Not nice.
Dragons are cool. I like dragons. And then
Jack.
What?
Why does your dad cry so much?
What? Huh? I don't cry. You cry.
Because Robin Williams died.
Oh, dude, that's messed up, bro.
What are you saying?
Because Robin Williams died.
Oh, you're right.
God.
He's right, though.
Way to make it serious,
you're the
Jack.
Man, Jack.
Hook.
He told me the other day, he said, Matt, when you watch Hook, you're going to cry.
Yeah, we watched Aladdin how many times this weekend?
Three.
He's right.
It's true. Thanks, bro. Thanks. Way to bring it back.
You are perceptive,
Gosh.
Jack.
Gosh. We're trying to just have some fun, Jack. And you bring out the sadness. Can I get a verb? I need a verb. You got this, dude.
Come on.
It's a verb.
Come on, it's a
I
verb.
I believe in you.
Star Warsing?
Yes. Are you mocking
it
me?
Counts.
Oh, man.
Star Warses?
You guys are awful
me
humans.
Me and Jack are teaming up on you. Yeah, Jack, yeah!
Does your brother want to play?
He doesn't.
Okay.
Hey, well, Luke.
What?
Tell
he's
Luke saying, I said hey.
Tell Luke hi.
Okay.
This magical radio sign. I'll teach you all about it later.
Woohoo!
Have a great day at school, kid!
You have a great day at work.
All right, I love you, son.
Love you, too.
That's all Olivia. Right. Hey, Olivia!
Hey! Oh, Grove! I love it when school comes back in. So for those who don't know, there's actually a school on this campus.
There is.
It's called Oak Grove, and it's awesome. And there's a ton of rad kids that are here kicking it.
They're our friends.
They're our friends.
I'm so glad I got
it. Static, hi.
I don't want chicken.
Okay.
What?
Hi.
This
is Ava.
Hi, Ava.
Ava? She needs to know what word.
Adjective.
What kind of word do you want?
I need an adjective.
Slimy.
Yes.
Slimy.
That's a good one,
slimy
Ava.
Slimy is good. How old are you?
I'm 7 and a half.
7 and a half. I'm putting that for the number. You're the best. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have Bye. A great day. Bye. So awesome. Final word. Longest Mad Lib ever.
Yes.
Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Oh, Bill, you are a bundle of joy.
You call in at the perfect time. Every time.
All these sweet little girls calling in,
and
talking
like,
about Mad Lib Monday.
Hey.
Creepy old guy.
Creepy old guy.
No, you're not creepy.
Yeah, I am. Well, anyway.
You could have said you're not old. Well, that would have worked because he's not old.
Why? You guys tell me I'm old all the time.
Well, you're older. I mean, which makes you wiser, which is obviously why all of your hair is white.
Let's quit throwing around adjectives so much.
It's biblical. I actually need a verb.
A verb. Swimming.
I like that.
All right.
Okay. I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bill, everyone. Bill. He's from Detroit. Don't get too hard on him, okay? Because I'd be sad if I was from Detroit, too.
Amen.
All right. Are we ready?
This is Wanted, A Few Good Ninjas. So you know we have to be our stereotypical selves.
Mad Lib Monday!
You know, we're playing into the stereotype of white people. We totally are. Because we're playing a stereotypical song about ninjas / Asians, and then we're... What? Okay, anyway. Wanted, A Few Good Ninjas.
All right.
Are you fast and grande on your feet? Can you swing a double-edged peach and throw deadly spike lipstick tasers at moving targets with total precision? Most importantly, can you take down a stinky enemy using only your intestine as a weapon?
Oh, God.
If so, then you could be a ninja. Think about it. Join our covert team of hairy martial arts experts as we patrol the Miami. Miami, en español. To
Mr.
keep
Miami.
It safe from troublemaking Star Warses. Although previous experience is not required, candidates who can pick without making a sound are preferred. And those skilled in the ancient art of Kung Fu singing will be given top consideration.
Kung Fu singing, huh? Kung Fu singing.
You know, I heard Doug Kung Fu sing one time. Terrifying.
It's called Doug Fu singing.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
Dung Fu. Oh, Doug. Ninja gear, including the traditional Navajo sage hooded robe that hides everything but your phalanges, is provided.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Starting salary is 7.5 mop buckets a week.
Nice.
If you can Star Warsing in the face of danger, then the slimy job of a ninja could be for you. There's Claire and Brad! Brad!
Perfect timing! Perfect timing!
Love you guys! You can't hear it! I love you guys!
Amazing.
I love you guys!
Claire and Brad, who purchased this Mad Lib book for us.
They did.
So, helping keep the Asian stereotype going with our Ninja Mad Lib book. So,
amen.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Those poor little children.
Gosh.
Hey!
It's okay. This is Run River North approved.
If you can Star Wars in the face of danger, then the slimy job of a ninja could be right for you. Swirl today for an application.
Swim.
Get your swim on. That totally looks like swirl. That looks like an RL.
It really does. That's my M. The loop, it's a loop. I got bubbly handwriting.
Bubbly, he says. Bubbly handwriting.
I do.
Take that as you will, America. He's got bubbly handwriting.
Oh, we gotta take a quick break. Coming back, we got the Temper Trap, some David Ramirez. It's Back to School Monday. Talk a little bit about your summer, what you did. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Well, guys, there's a lot going on, especially over on Paseo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, y'all. For real, though, there's an accident. Two lanes are blocked. Paseo Del Norte East at the river. Daniel. DJ Bossman Dan
had
some issues getting in today because he said there was a 3-car accident.
Whoa!
I don't know if that's what I'm guessing this is, but he said it was pretty stacked up.
All right.
So if you're Paseo eastbound, it's going to be a minute. Also, there's a lot of congestion on the eastern side of Paseo. If you're westbound, just it looks like typical morning time traffic. That all around the construction at I-25 in Paseo. And we have road construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The road construction has reduced the roadway to 2 lanes.
Mm.
Be careful. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Sadly, they're closed this week.
Ah!
However, revamping, new menu, new things. I can't wait.
Yes.
But man, Sopo gets us going in the morning. Just like you need Team Awesome Morning Party, we in turn need Solomon's Porch.
There's always some coffee behind every ridiculous person.
We've had to stick to normal drip coffee.
It's been ridiculous.
It's been awful, guys. You don't even know. So, transitioning a little bit.
Okay.
Producer Doug just got me a list of all the big awards for the Emmys coming up. Hosted by Seth Meyers. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Blech.
Is the late night show doing better yet?
I have no idea.
Me either.
Sadly, I'm not watching it. I go to bed at 7:30.
Yeah.
Maybe not that.
Yeah.
Last night I was out by like 9 and realized I'm an old dude. Thanks, early morning show.
Right.
So, speaking of shows, I feel like I'm way out of the loop. 505-338-3700, the phone number. But taking a look at the list of awards and people up for awards like this. A best actor in a comedy series. Looking at the list, I used to watch The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. That's literally the only show on this list that I've ever seen.
And this is for the Emmys, right?
This is the Emmys. Who will win Best Actor in a Comedy Series? You got Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory,
okay,
who plays Sheldon.
Okay.
William H. Macy from Shameless, a show on Showtime. Never seen.
Never seen it.
Matt LeBlanc, who is Joey on Friends,
mm-hmm,
for his show Episodes.
Okay, I've heard that's good.
Ricky Gervais for Derek.
Derek is awesome.
Never seen it.
Derek is a Netflix exclusive.
This is for comedy series.
If
is
that
it a
wins,
comedy?
Yeah, it's a comedy.
All I've heard is how sad it is.
No, it's wonderful. It's like sad in a good way because he's got such a good heart.
Got you.
But it's funny too.
It's like when I watched Aladdin three times this week and I just cried.
Right.
It's a good cry.
Don
Cheadle, House of Lies.
Haven't seen that.
Haven't seen that. Another Showtime series.
Ain't seen that.
And Louis C.K. is up for his show Louis.
Okay.
There's one show of that whole list that's actually on a network.
Weird.
That's crazy,
that
dude.
That just goes to show you the differences nowadays.
Best drama series, number one, was True Detective.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's really good.
Yeah. Mad Men is up for it this year.
Oh, yeah.
House of Cards.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Downton Abbey.
Oh.
And Breaking Bad. None of those are network
TV shows. Is that for best series?
That's best drama series.
I bet Breaking Bad will win.
You think so? I've heard so much about True Detective.
Yeah, but...
HBO.
Well, I don't know.
Speaking of best actor in a drama series, I think it's probably the hardest one to nail down. Because listen to these actors. Kevin Spacey is up for House of Cards.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey for True Detective.
Yes.
Woody Harrelson for True Detective.
Oh.
John Hamm for Mad Men.
Right.
Jeff Daniels from The Newsroom. And B. Krantz, our boy Bryan Cranston.
B. Krantz.
From Breaking Bad.
That's a stacked lineup right there, friends.
Gosh, dude. I'm looking at these, and I guess I shouldn't feel bad. I don't feel bad. I've never seen it. I haven't seen a lot of this anymore for the Emmys.
Right.
Moving on.
Well, it's not network stuff anymore.
Yeah. Best comedy series? Veep. Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Okay.
Never seen her show. Silicon Valley? Never seen it.
I've heard that's funny,
That was on AMC. Orange is the New Black, Netflix series that I'm told I'm never allowed to watch.
Okay.
Modern Family? Network? Louis, not network.
So
Big
one.
Bang Theory, network.
Okay.
So two for comedy.
Is Veep network?
I don't know. Dougie, is Veep network or is that HBO also? I feel like everything's HBO or Showtime because they can get away with whatever they want and then apparently win a bunch of awards.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're at.
That's cool, man.
No clue. Anyways, it's Monday. It is back to school. Phone lines are open 505-338-3669. I mean,
that's Sopo. 3700.
338-3700. See, Sopo, I got you on my brain.
Okay, we have.
I don't know what to do without you.
We have a
you.
Special guest.
Oh, no.
Veep is HBO.
Okay, thanks.
We have a special guest.
We do?
Yes.
Do we need special guest music?
Yes.
I don't even know what kind of special guest music.
Oh. Go back, please.
Perfect. Welcoming into studio. Is this your first time ever being on radio?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
Are you okay? You're gonna need to put the headphones on.
Oh no.
Yeah. Headphones are good.
My hair.
But in order to hear what's going on the radio, you need to put your headphones on.
Fine.
Welcoming to studio for the first time ever in radio, Shronda.
Hi guys. Yes. It's me, Shronda.
We're excited to have you here. Now, you called in this morning because there was apparently some big news. Obviously, the news lately, Robin Williams.
First off, you don't know how big of a deal it was for me to be up this early.
Right.
I'm a UNM student over at UNM.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't been this awake and this early and, like, I don't know.
Right. So, major news going on in our nation. We've heard Ebola in New Mexico.
Okay, I read a statistic the other day about a debilitating disease that I need to speak with you about, okay? Did you know that 16% of college girls my age, it's practically me, 16% die every year from just
debilitating diseases?
Yes, and the name of that disease is I can't even.
Like, you can't even say the name
of the disease? No, I can't even. That's what kills them. And I'm not looking forward to college because I know that my girl Celeste, she and I, we are not looking forward to it. Because we know that we're going to wake up and we're going to not even be, can't even.
As always, Celeste, our afternoon host, she's on from 3 to 7. She, Sharonda, told you to come into the studio because you had some earth-shattering news. And
yes,
obviously, as I said, the news...
There is hope springing forth from the dawn. And I am so excited about it. Hashtag excited. Hashtag yes with six S's. Six S's is success in my book. And let me tell you what we're celebrating today. Who says pumpkin is only for the months of October and November? Not me.
Oh, okay.
Because this girl right here needs her pumpkin. I need to spice up my life with a little pumpkin spice. A latte, am I right, Doug? Doug, I don't like you. Your face is weird. Look, either ask me out or don't, creeper. Okay. I'm so stoked because Starbucks is bringing the fall back a little early this year.
I was wondering where this was going.
That's right, girls and dudes, I guess. The official date for the pumpkin spice latte has been bumped up to September 2nd. Hashtag LOL. Hashtag, hashtag, hashtag excited. Doug, I really enjoyed it when you would do your hashtag game. In the mid-Doug with the date or whatever.
Sharonda, this is the earth-shattering news.
Yes.
Had. Do you understand
for
what's going on?
For every girl out there who can't even, I bring you good news of great joy for all of you. And that news is the pumpkin spice latte is returning September 2nd.
So that's your big news.
That's big news.
Okay.
It's huge news.
You don't have anything
that's
to share about.
That's bigger news than the sale at the store.
Oh, okay.
The fire sale.
What?
I'm a girl.
I don't even... Doug! Help me! Save me, Doug!
Doug, turn your microphone on. We need to speak about something.
Yes.
Doug, I saw you on campus, and you didn't even talk to me.
I don't go to UNM.
I know. Why were you on campus, and why did you not talk to me?
Because I don't know you.
You weirdo. You do know me. I've liked, all of your pictures.
Yeah, I
sometimes
blocked
I unlike them and then like them again.
Yeah, I blocked you on Instagram.
No, I've created a different profile and I follow you.
Sharonda. Look, Sharonda, we brought you in here because you said you had earth-shattering end quote.
Yeah, first
news.
Off, you didn't bring me in here. I brought myself in here. And I'm bringing you guys the good news so you can shut it up.
Don't you have yoga to go to or something?
I went to yoga already this morning. I got my sweat on.
Are you feeling better after the zoo incident?
That wasn't me, that was you.
Oh.
I've got it on video. You peeing in a puddle by the polar bear exhibit.
I was talking about the giraffe. Totally different experience.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't hear about the woman who climbed into the giraffe pen? I assumed, Sharonda, that had something to do with your mishap.
You know what that... You know what they say about assuming?
I don't.
Well, I can't say it on your station. Hashtag controversial.
What do you think about the Kardashians?
Oh my gosh, they are so over. I am over the Kardashians. Did you guys know that this week marks the 5-year celebration anniversary of when Kanye took the mic from Taylor Swift, that jerk little girl?
Why do you know this? How do you...
I know everything about pop culture.
What is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
22.
Okay.
And when I'm 22, I'm going to make a difference in this world.
Wow.
Do you guys like me?
Such a fan,
Shrondo. That's why I wore these shoes.
I thought you just came from yoga. How did you wear those shoes to yoga?
I changed, Doug. Shut up. Forever. Shut up forever.
Oh, Shrondo, everyone.
I have to go.
Thank you so much.
I have to go get a boba.
For this pumpkin spice news, I really thought it was going to be more than that. I apologize. Doug, I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
I really thought it was going to be different. Hey, man.
How did that go?
Gosh, why did you let her in here?
I'm not in this. I can't be in the same room as
I know.
Shrondo.
I hate it when Shrondo shows up because you just walk out.
I'll never
you
be.
You just leave.
I will never be in the same room as Shrondo.
Ah, so frustrating, man. I got to leave me hanging. Speaking of leaving people hanging, the most pierced man in the universe. His face is hanging from all the piercings.
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah.
Tell him, Doug.
Tell him, Steve, Doug.
Jerk.
Talk about that guy on the way.
We'll be back in a minute.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hey, it's me,
Mateo. I want to give you an update on what's going on. There's an accident off to the side, Paseo del Norte East at the river. Looks like traffic is moving now. It was not, but now it is. Also, westbound on Paseo on the eastern side of 25. It's kind of slow. Looks like down to 6 miles an hour. You know, where it meets like Barstow and Eubank and Holbrook and all that stuff. So anyway, be careful over there. Also, we have construction to report. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest and construction I-25 in Paseo. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, the coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Closed this week.
Closed.
Restructuring.
Yeah.
Rocking a new menu. I can't wait till next week, man. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm already ready. It's
I
only
hope
Monday.
There's some fancy stuff in
yeah.
there.
Sopo. Sopo. Huh. Hey, we teased this earlier. Rolf Buchholz.
Good guy.
He lives in Dubai.
Ooh.
Yeah. Actually, he was trying to get to Dubai. He's from Germany, I guess.
Oh, no.
He has 453 piercings. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most piercings in the world. He was at an airport, and workers told him that Dubai officials were worried he practiced black magic, so they refused him entrance.
What?
Because of his piercing.
That's good.
453 piercings. Again, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, but he was refused to enter Dubai. They wouldn't let him. I thought maybe the metal detectors, they were freaking out, and it was just like, what you got, man? Well, other than the 453 piercings. Yeah, no, it's because he looked freaky strange, and people said, that is a black magician.
Freaky strange.
I've seen black magicians.
Freaky strange.
Like David Copperfield. Different.
What?
You know. Black magic.
Nope. Let me see this story. I think Shrondo threw you off, buddy. Where is this?
It's not that dude. Okay, here's
the
question.
He's the world's most pierced man.
Yeah, I know. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, by the way.
So many piercings. I want to look this
Speaking
guy
of piercings, I started thinking about this because my younger son, my middle son,
yes,
he was asking yesterday about piercings. I've got my ears pierced, yeah, right? Did you ever get your ears pierced?
Nope.
Okay. Had my ears pierced, and his friend in school, mm-hmm, in third grade, good old Teej, his best bud,
yeah,
he's getting his ears pierced.
What?
Or he wants to get his ears pierced. But you can't in school. You can't wear that. You can't wear that in school.
Yeah,
you can't
have
that in school. Regulations now. When I was a kid, it was all fair game. In fact, when I was in the third grade, taking it back, I was like, dude,
third grade,
Michael Jackson, he's cool. New kids on the block, they're cool.
Did you only pierce your left ear?
I think I was one of those.
That was the style.
I think that was how it started.
Yeah.
I don't think I got them both right away. I think
that
it was just
the cool
left
thing, was just the left ear.
Yeah, well, yeah, you couldn't do just the right, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I did that in third grade, but I remember my like telling my mom, please, mama, please, to go down to get my ears pierced at like Spencer's or one of those, you know, crappy places with the little gun thing. Mm-hmm. And there was a grown-up there who was getting his ears pierced.
Oh.
And he, like, cried, dude, over the little gun thing. Yes. And I freaked and was like, take me home right now. I don't want to do this. Terrible idea. And she was like, you drug me all the way to the mall.
No, you did this to
you
yourself.
You sit in that chair.
Yep.
And I got my ear pierced. But I just started thinking about, like, stupid things we do because at the time we thought it was, like, hip. We thought it was cool, like, I don't know, piercing yourself 453 times like this dude in Germany. Denied entrance into Dubai for obvious black magic reasons.
Right, he practices black magic, obviously.
Obviously. Oh, gross!
Pulling up a picture.
Look at
guy
that photo!
I gotta be honest. If he came after me, I'd probably be like, yeah.
Are you gonna post that photo on Facebook?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Look at his face. He's got a goatee of piercings.
And a mustache of piercings.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're gonna post this story. But the question of the day. What's the stupidest thing you did? Maybe as a teenager, maybe, you know, in school when you're younger. Oh, yeah. Because at the time it was quote-unquote cool. I promise you, this is not cool. 453 piercings. We're going to post a photo. Oh, gosh, dude, I can't even look at it. It's freaking me out. Okay.
Pretty intense.
Taking a quick break. Coming back, we got some Owl City. And Rolf Buchholz.
That's right.
The most pierced dude in the world. And your stories. What's the dumbest thing you did because you thought it was cool? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. See you awesome morning party.
Now!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yep.
Steven and Matthew here with you.
Hi.
On your beautiful day.
I have a cardigan on.
I hope it's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It's wool. It's like 100% wool.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, talking about the most pierced man in the world.
Neato.
And the stupid things you did as a kid.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know, piercing yourself how many times?
453.
453 times.
Yeah.
That dude. Gosh, we posted photos. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Are we ready to give something away?
I am.
We've been talking about this. Thanks to Paramount Media Distribution. Paramount Home Media Distribution.
That's right.
We got copies of Noah Blu-ray Combo Pack featuring Russell Crowe, Jennifer Connelly, Academy Award winner Anthony Hopkins. Oh, also Jennifer Connelly, by the way. Emma Watson in this as well. Hermione! You know her. So we got Blu-ray, DVD, digital HDD. Noah Combo Pack up for grabs. You got to give us a call. The game today, hole in the headline, 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700 if you'd like to score a copy of this Blu-ray.
Give us a call.
That's right. It's hole in the headline. We're going to give you a headline from the news this week. You have to fill in the gaps. It's relatively easy.
It is.
I believe in you. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. Reminder, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted the question of the day. After the most pierced man in the world was denied entry into Dubai, we started thinking about the dumb things we did as kids.
Yes.
Stupidest thing maybe you did while succumbing to peer pressure. Leah said, hashtag black magician.
Yeah. Nobody knows what that's about. I know I don't. Plausible deniability.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. Noah on Blu-ray combo pack, if you want it. We know. We know.
We yeah. know. It's pretty packed right
Here,
now.
I'll say this.
It's pretty slammed.
We also have a copy of VeggieTales Celery Night Fever.
That's right.
Featuring Terry Crews as the voice of Bruce Onion.
Celery Night Fever.
We'll give you that instead.
Just
if you'd rather.
Give us a call. It looks like we've got a call from the production room.
Hey, producer Doug!
Is he calling us?
We actually got a call.
Oh, we got a call.
Yeah, we'll take
Let's see who it is.
Static!
I'll take Celery Night Fever.
You don't want Noah?
No.
Noah?
Noah!
Right.
Come on, Noah on Blu-ray combo pack? No?
Okay. That's okay.
All right, Celery Night Fever, here you go. It's called Hole in the Headline. I'm going to give you a headline. You have to tell me what's missing, okay?
Okay.
Of course, TJ, you're the perfect person for this.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Woman thinks blank is message from late husband.
Thinks blank is a message from dead husband.
Yeah.
Well, that could be anything.
I know. It's a real headline from this last week.
Can you tell me the provider, the news source?
I can't.
No.
That doesn't help. It's not going to help you at all.
Well, if it's The Onion, it's ridiculous.
It's real. This is real.
Okay.
There's a widow from Florida.
From Florida, okay.
She's
probably on bath salt. Gosh, this is a tough one.
I know. 3 seconds.
Oh, strange text message.
Oh. Terribly wrong. I'm sad.
Thank you,
sad
Teach.
For you. Sorry, Teach. All right. I'm sorry. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Up for grabs, we got a Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Noah, starring Russell Crowe, Emma Watson, Academy Award winners Anthony Hopkins, Jennifer Connelly. Shout out to Paramount Home Media Distribution for hooking us up with that. Very cool. Let's see what we got. Static!
Odele.
Hello.
Hello.
Odele.
Odele.
How's it going?
What's up? I want to play that game with you guys.
All right. The game is Hole in the Headline. We're going to give you a headline. You got to tell us what it is. Did you Google the answer? Do you know?
Odele, Holmes. I don't got no Google.
All right. Woman thinks blank is a message from late husband.
I'm going to say a text message from his girl, his other girl.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry, man.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 505-338-3700. Gosh!
That's
Phone
funny.
Lines are open if you would like to score a copy.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, our listeners are amazing.
We got good listeners.
Got some Andrew Bell for you now. Don't forget, your chance to score Noah Blu-ray DVD combo pack. 505-338-3700. Steve
Austin
Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Careful,
here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes treble, because my voice is high.
Gosh.
I wish I had a deep, bassy voice, like Wooly, or like deep voice guy that calls in.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I had a voice like that.
Hi.
See, I can't even... Can you do a deep voice?
I can't.
Hello.
Now. Well, now I'm on the spot.
Hey, man. Hey, everybody.
No, that's not right.
Nope.
It looks like something's going on over at Coors and Woodside Trail. I'm not sure what it is, but traffic's down to like 6 and 9 miles an hour. I don't know exactly what that means, but I just want to say, in case something's happened and it's not popping up, this is Coors, right? This road.
Yep.
That's Coors and like Woodside Trail, Montaño Plaza Drive.
That's Coors.
Yeesh. Also, construction I-25 in Paseo and construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That is your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Closed for the week.
Closed for the week, and we're very, very sad.
Yeah, we are. Getting prepped for new stuff, though. Bringing a new menu, awesome stuff.
A new menu.
Speaking of awesome stuff.
What's that?
All right, we've been talking about it. Noah Blu-ray DVD combo pack. Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, also starring Emma Watson. Academy Award winners Anthony Hopkins, Jennifer Connelly. We have your Blu-ray DVD combo pack, courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. And we've been trying to get a winner. Phone lines are jammed, so we should probably just get to it. Static!
Gentlemen, you guys got a winner yet?
We do not.
Okay, is it a postcard?
A postcard. That's a really good one.
That is a good
Sadly,
guess.
Sadly, it's not correct.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Thanks.
All right, man. Here's a hint, though.
Yeah.
Starts with P. It's not a postcard. Hole in the headline is the game. Woman thinks blank is message from late husband.
Oh.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What a time. My name is.
Okay.
Can I be one of those guys that listens to the radio while I'm talking? And
no.
Like a real...
Feedback.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. This is Jamie.
Jamie!
What did you say at the beginning?
I don't even know.
Hootie Tang. What a time, my Jamie.
Oh, man. I've never seen that movie. Gosh.
Jamie, what's the answer?
Is this that story about the heart-shaped potato?
Oh! You are a new savvy individual.
Yeah! Oh.
No, my wife is a savvy individual.
There you go. A widow from Florida reached into a 10-pound sack of potatoes and found a heart-shaped tater. She said that her husband was from Alabama.
Oh.
He was raised on potatoes.
Taters.
And so now she's trying to figure out how to preserve the spud as a reminder of their love.
Yeah.
That's a sad story, man.
That's good. Hey, our feet make a heart, Jamie.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Jamie,
hey,
congrats, bro.
Are we still alive?
Yeah, you are.
How about you do a side contest and the next caller gets to win the DVD instead of me?
You don't want it? All right. There you go. We'll hook up the next caller. How's that?
Do it.
There you go, Jamie. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, bud.
See ya.
All right.
Bye.
Do people not know how live radio works?
No.
We were just live. All right. Line one. It looks like line one is going to win courtesy of our boy Jamie, friend of the station here. Static.
Hey, I'm just calling to talk to Matt. I can't get him on his real phone, and I just thought I would call him to the radio phone.
Okay. No.
Okay.
I'm working right now.
Am I not allowed to do that?
Yes, you can. What do you need?
Well, I just got some business I need you to help me with. I put you down as a reference, and they said, we probably wouldn't even get in touch with them. But anyway, they called you, and unfortunately, my reference didn't come through, which is Matt Lott. And I'm kind of disappointed about it because now I'm not getting paid at my job.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal. They did call me, and I did forget to call back. By the time I remembered, it had already been the close of business hours on Friday.
Mm.
And Saturday and Sunday are not business days.
We're live on the air right now.
We have to discuss this.
We are trying to give away a Blu-ray combo pack of Noah.
Noah.
All right? And our boy Jamie just called in and got the answer correctly and said the next caller was going to win. But Coon, you live in like Mississippi. I don't want to mail you a copy of Noah on Blu-ray.
Can we send you a copy of
Noah? Wait, are you telling me I just accidentally won a copy of Noah?
Yes. And it's from Jamie. Jamie's like, Christy knew the answer. And Jamie
I swear on my life, I've not even been listening all morning. And it's divine.
This is good.
It is the will of the God to.
Of the God?
Rain down. Yeah, of the God. I'm not. What do you think I am? I'm not Greek.
Well, maybe. Have you seen Noah?
Oh, man.
No, I have not.
There you go. We're going to mail you a copy. We got courtesy of
Paramount. I was having such a bad day because my reference didn't come through, and now he's emailing me a copy of Noah?
Yes, that's good for me. That looks good on me. I like it.
We couldn't have scripted this better. This is incredible.
This is hilarious.
But back to the real world, I really need you to call her back, man.
I was intending on calling back. Like, literally, I couldn't call back Friday because it was already past 5.
Man, they've been on my tail about it. I'm like, I promise my reference will come through. And I said, which reference is it? And I'm like thinking it's going to be Boy George, the random one I gave. And they go, oh, it's Matlock, only your best friend.
Oh, no, Coon, that's not right. That can't be me.
No,
when they said it, it was like slow motion. She was like, it's Matlock. My eyes get huge like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
That's my bad.
But I won a DVD. I just won on the radio.
Gosh,
are you at work?
I'm at work.
What is this reference
you
for?
You are interrupting our morning show.
No, because it was a Memphis number.
Give away.
Coon, it was a Memphis number, and you know how I don't trust Memphis. So that's
good. All I'm saying is that is so awesome that I called and won. And had no idea.
Hang on the line, man. Hang on the line. I'm putting him on hold. We're going to another winner. We got another copy of Noah.
We're
going to
give somebody else a copy.
Blu-ray DVD combo back courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. This is real life.
Let's just give it to him.
Oh, Static.
What's up? I was just trying to win a free DVD.
Here you go, bro.
You are in luck.
In 140 characters or less, tell us why you deserve to win Noah on Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
In 140 characters or less?
Yeah, tweet us why you win.
Tweet us why I win.
Stop repeating what I say.
You're counting.
Okay.
That's one.
Well.
Two.
Do you have a nice shirt on today?
I do, actually. I have a
There you go.
Black polo shirt.
A black polo shirt.
Because that's I'm a good. Professional fighter, and I'll fight for you guys, and I'll give you a shout out.
You're a professional fighter?
I have enemies.
What's it take to get our name on your butt?
A Blu-ray DVD of Noah.
And now we just need you to show your butt to everyone.
I'm pretty sure that's not legal, but we'll still hook you up with a copy of Noah on Blu-ray DVD combo pack. Courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. Who's this?
Michael,
congratulations, man. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, dude.
All right, hang on the line.
There
we go.
People winning all day long by accident here at this station.
Oh, man. Amazing. Noah Blu-ray DVD combo packs to give away. More coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
All things go, drove to Chicago, all things know, we sold our clothes to the state.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
On Static Radio.
And now, it's time for the final traffic update of the morning.
With us. Does Mitch do traffic? She does not. Right, she does not.
She does.
Okay, there's an accident off to the side, I-40 West at Louisiana Boulevard. That's exit 162. There is an accident off to the side. Also, we have construction I-25 in Paseo. We have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And that, my friends, is your look at traffic right now here in the ABQ.
Traffic brought to you by Ryan Kuhn.
Yes.
Former keyboard player from Waverly. Currently trying to get a job.
Amen.
if you're just joining us, our boy Ryan Coon.
Coon.
He called in. He was like, hey, guys, Coon. I'm just trying to do this. This is the only time I can
Coon.
Get all of you guys.
Coon.
So he calls the studio while we're on the air. Because apparently you totally blew it.
I blew it.
Friendship-wise.
Friendship.
He put you down as a reference for some job he's trying to get. And you never called the person back.
I did not.
Well, it's time to remedy that.
Let's do it.
Remedy.
I see what you did. Calling Bailey.
Calling Bailey.
At, what is it at?
Somewhere.
You got this. You talk.
Okay.
Thank you for choosing Office Team. How may I direct your call?
I need to speak with Bailey, please.
Sure, may I tell her who's calling?
This is Matt from Static Radio.
One moment.
You can't say...
Well, we have to tell them that they're on the air.
But she doesn't know Matt from
Static. Matt, I'm sorry. Bailey is not at her desk. She stepped out of the office. Could I give you her voicemail? That way she'll know to call you back?
Yes, please.
Thank you. One moment.
She's probably in the bathroom.
Your call is being forwarded to a Shortel voice.
She'll call back. What's the number?
Bailey.
She's in a meeting. Please leave a message.
In a meeting. Yeah, right.
Finished. You may hang up or press pound for additional options.
No, here's what we're doing.
Okay.
We're going to call back.
All right.
I'm going to say,
yeah, it's a hey, this is Matt for Coon.
Well, I can't say Matt now. I'm going to say Matthew Lott. That's what I'll say.
I could just try again.
Oh, man. Is this going to be bad, though, for Coon? Because they're going to be like, man, those guys are really...
See? We got to think about this.
And we didn't leave a message. I just
Well.
Okay. Doug, Producer Doug, what do we do? Do we call back?
What do we do,
And
Doug?
I could say, because he said Matt, but he didn't give his last name. So if I call back and say Matthew Lott, then maybe we'll know. Maybe...
Do that, or you just call back and say you forgot to leave a message. Then maybe they just send you back to her, and she's just going to send you straight to the voicemail, so maybe not.
Because it said she was in a meeting, but the lady said she was out of the office.
She was away from her desk.
It threw her off because you said you were from the radio!
I don't think so.
I think she's there screening her
calls. Look, let's call back, and then I'll say something different. And we'll try it again.
All right. Okay. Thanks for your help, Doug.
Typing in numbers because it's really, really fun. Dial tones are really, really bad to get because they make you know anymore.
I lost it.
Yeah.
I lost English.
It's going to be the same person.
It's okay.
Okay. I get really nervous.
Don't be nervous.
We're calling professionals.
No, we're not.
They sniff out dummies.
Maybe they've got their noses plugged.
Oh, phew. Are you going to just say that you forgot to leave a message?
Yes.
Or that the phone?
Thank you for choosing Office Team. How may I direct your call?
Hey, this is Matt again. I forgot to tell you the reason I'm calling is because I'm a reference for Ryan Coon, and Bailey had called me, and I'm returning her call. And I was going to leave a message, and I hung up by accident.
Oh, that's okay. Hold on for me. I'll put you back in now.
Connect with more than 90.
You didn't have to say that much!
Why are you so worried about it?
Each week. Because
I just really want Coon to get this job.
I do too. I was honest. I told the truth.
Yeah, but you don't have to divulge so much.
So the truth isn't worth it? The truth isn't the right thing?
Office Team, this is Bailey.
Bailey?
Hey.
This is Matt.
Told you.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, I have to tell you something really quick.
Okay.
You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
Because I work at a radio station.
Oh, good.
I'm Steve-O. I'm his co-host. Yeah. I've been trying to keep quiet this whole time, but I knew you were screening our call.
Yeah.
I'm definitely screening the call.
You were either in a meeting, or you were away from your desk, or you were screening the call.
Roz, the front desk lady, said you were away from your desk, and then your voicemail said you were in a meeting, and I was like, somebody's lying. We need to get to the bottom of this.
So I called back and told the whole truth, and they sent us through.
Oh, yeah. Well, usually if it says I'm in a meeting, that means I'm in an interview.
So you were pre-screening our call and you didn't want to talk to us,
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Gosh.
Bailey, here's the thing.
Stop.
You called me from a Memphis number,
uh-huh.
and me being from Tupelo, I instinctively did not answer
right.
because I don't trust Memphis number one. Also, I was
at you're honest.
I was at work, uh-huh. and I, by the time I could call you back, it was past business hours mm-hmm. in Central Time Zone because we're in Mountain Time Zone.
That's right.
Oh,
so
okay.
The only time to call back is right now during the air because Ryan Kuhn really, really, apparently, really, really, really wants his job. So he called us while we were on the air to let us know that Matt still hadn't taken care of this.
Right.
And so we're ensuring that we're being good stewards of
our time,
reference friendships.
Yes.
And, you know, we just know that the world wanted to get to the bottom of this. So does he have the job?
Yes.
You have to ask me a question, right? And I have to answer.
Yeah. Well, Purple. Actually, I have to ask you a bunch of questions
Perfect.
About him.
Okay. Good. This is good. This is good.
I kind of just want to know your relationship with him and what his work ethic is. And if you think that he is, you know, punctual, if he's friendly, mm-hmm. if you would hire him, or if he has worked for you, if you would rehire him.
Okay. I can answer all of those things.
You can.
I can. He is one of my best friends, number one. He is very right. punctual. He's a great worker.
He's hilarious.
He is hilarious. That's he's
got
I have to answer
he's
this.
Got a,
She's not talking
a giving spirit. This morning, he won a copy of Noah on
he
Blu-ray,
did.
But he didn't feel right by taking it because he wasn't calling trying to win, so he gave it to a listener who
no.
was next in line on the... That's called character.
That's so considerate.
That is considerate. See? I'm helping you guys.
Good gosh
my name,
almighty.
By the way, my name is Steven Jeter.
Yeah.
And he didn't put me as a reference. I don't know why, though, because we're really close.
It sounds like they wanted somebody to tell the truth.
Oh!
And if they would have wanted the other, they would have called you.
Okay.
But anyway, Kuhn is a great worker. We worked together for years and years and years, and he's a solid dude, and you can trust him. Our relationship was best friends. We didn't kiss okay. or anything. And
gosh!
I'm being honest!
He's overly honest, Bailey. I'm sorry.
Overly
At least
honest.
At least I know all the facts.
Yeah,
I can document
no.
it all in Would... case anyone calls and wants to know.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
It is on file.
No kissing involved.
There.
Write it down. Star it.
Oh, my gosh.
Do what you need to do, Bailey.
Poor girl.
But anyway,
well, thank you.
He needs this job, Bailey. Don't mess this up for us, okay?
Yeah.
I won't.
He's a great worker.
Wait, she said a bunch of questions. That was only number one. Keep going.
Let's see.
Not you, Bailey.
Yeah,
she had
go
a
ahead.
Bunch of questions.
Well, she asked me a bunch in that one question. It was like question and sub-question.
I feel like
Do you
answered,
not listen?
Yeah. I feel like you answered all of them.
Okay, go ahead, Bailey.
Would you rehire
you
him?
Okay,
are...
yes.
Yeah.
Would you rehire him?
Absolutely, I'd rehire him.
Okay, awesome. Does he get along with his peers and coworkers?
Kuhn is the life of the party.
Again, I reference Noah.
I
on
hear
Blu-ray.
That so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he walks into a room, everybody immediately starts laughing, not only because of his face, but yeah. because of the things he says.
Now, I can attest to this. I have three children now, and last time he was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is, by the way, where we are calling you from. He wanted to do something really cool for my sons, and my sons are big fans of the Avengers. So Kuhn took his shirt off and mm-hmm. Put a cape on and dressed up like Thor. He had the hammer and the
really
helmet,
good.
And he ran into the living room dressed like Thor, yep. and they had an Avengers party impromptu for my children.
It was
that
great.
Sounds just like him. He actually
yeah.
worked beside my mom
uh-huh.
at the school he works for.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I know him
okay.
a little.
Yeah,
there you
I
go.
Know my mom.
Yeah.
My mom loves Brian Kuhn.
So as long as you guys are okay with him randomly having to remove his shirt
he does that every
for
once
comedic
in a while.
Value.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
we
might have to think about that one.
Yeah,
it's great.
He's your guy.
He's your guy, Bailey. Don't miss out on this opportunity.
I won't.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help. Both
You're welcome.
You.
That's it? That's all the questions you have?
I didn't know I was going to get two references in one.
You
but
are interviewed on
again,
the radio.
Steven
And
Jeter.
That.
Yeah.
Bailey,
director,
how's your day
radio?
Going? Are you having a good day?
I'm having a great day. It's a great Monday.
Better
it's raining
right?
here.
I mean,
oh,
hmm.
it never rains here. It rains like for 5 minutes
it
in the afternoon.
It rained yesterday.
It rains for 5 minutes in the afternoon, and
yeah.
everybody's like, man, it rained yesterday. As you can hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Bailey.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
You're the best. Static Radio. You
Y'all
can
are the best.
MyStaticRadio.com. You got to go there now because you can listen to yourself. You podcast yourself because you're on our
that's
morning
right.
show.
Oh, that's awesome. So now I'm a superstar.
You really are a superstar.
You've always been
Y'all
a superstar, Bailey. Now everybody else knows it. Boom.
Everybody knows.
There you go.
Great.
So,
thank
thanks,
you
Bailey.
For All making right. me a superstar.
There you go. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Nailed it!
Nailed it.
He's
going to get that job.
He better get that
hey,
job.
Hey, listen, we got to talk.
Oh, okay.
Don't lie to people so much.
I wasn't lying.
You told Jamie.
Really
you gave
that.
The example of what Jamie did. Coon kept the DVD.
Oh, crap, I did.
See, you can't mix people up like that. Number one, Coon
they're
and Jamie.
They're both from Mississippi. Two, I get them confused.
Two different people.
They look so much alike.
Is this what you say about me and Doug? You're like, and then Matt was in the other room, like, talking on the phone. And then, wait, I think Doug's the co-host.
I was being honest. I thought, I forgot. You're right.
And sometimes, right. to be honest, to be brutally honest, you have to tell a lie.
Hey.
And that's the example that Steve-O has given us this
no,
morning.
No. I gave
yes.
a true example of shirtless Coon as Thor. I have the photos to prove it.
That's right.
Luke dressed up as Hulk and Jack was Captain America and mm-hmm. the three Avengers went on an adventure.
Yep. That is true. That
they
really did
adventures.
Happen. Adventures.
Yes. Gosh, I hope he gets that
He'll
job.
Get it. Well, you know he already got the job.
What?
He
then why did we have to
He's
call?
Already completed the job.
Ow.
This was so he could keep getting like keep doing it and get paid.
But oh.
Listening. It's key.
Gosh. And that's what we learned today, children. Welcome back to school. We're excited you are a part of the show.
Yes.
You're all in school and not listening at this point. But that's okay.
That's okay. Listen to this. Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday starts at 7
a.m.
That's the new time. We're keeping it at 7. There's
yes.
been too much juggling, and we can't even juggle.
Yeah, this is true.
We're not clowns.
We keep dropping the ball, if you know what I mean.
That's right. We're not magicians.
That's right.
Of black magic.
Hashtag black magician.
We're not those. So tomorrow, 7 a.m., New Music Tuesday. Don't miss it.
There you go. That's it for us. If you missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Bailey's going to hear this podcast and know that Coon didn't really give that Blu-ray away.
Whose fault is that?
Ugh, mine.
It's okay.
Until tomorrow, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.